Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Been talking a lot over the last weeks, months, years about energy, about Eskom and about sustainable power. We wanted to find out more about wind energy. And so we are joined by Ntombifuthi Ntuli, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Wind Energy Association. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this public holiday. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Morning to you and your listeners.
So we, I've been in Europe and sometimes you even, we've actually been on a cruise in the North Sea of Europe, and you see these, even in the sea, you see these massive wind farms, and I always look at it and you look around at how green the fields are and how they very quietly just producing energy, and I've got you know, like windmill envy. I just want them here because surely this is the way to go.
Well, you'll be excited to know that there is a lot of wind farms in South Africa. If you travel around the coast in the Eastern Cape, Western Cape, and even in the Northern Cape, we've got 34 wind farm projects spread across the coastal line. If you drive along the N2 in the Eastern Cape, you'll definitely spot a couple of them.
How much power do they produce?
They're producing a lot of power. I'd say since the first a wind farm project was commissioned, the amount of power that's been produced up to so far is 28,000 kilowatt hours. That's a lot of power. I wish I had prepared for this, because I would have told you more or less how much houses that can power, but I can give you that information later on.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Is a lot of power, and the installed capacity is almost 3,400 megawatts.
I mean, that's incredible. So these wind farms are, they do exist in the Cape, Eastern Cape and Western Cape, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
What about the rest of the country?
There is plans to build more wind farms, and I would say that the project developers are now choosing areas where there is a high wind speed because of course that means you can produce more power, and that makes the business case more viable. But because the technology has improved so much, when we started in 2011, they were using machine sizes of about 1.8 megawatts, but now there's wind turbines that are producing a single turbine producing about 6 megawatts. So that also means they are taller and they're able to harvest the air at higher heights. And which means that even in areas with low wind speeds, they're able now to produce competitive power. So there's been talks of project developers who are looking at opportunities in the Mpumalanga province. That also coupled with the need to address the social impact of moving away from coal.
Yes, absolutely.
So they are saying they're finding very good speeds. And they are planning to build projects in the Mpumalanga province, which is very much inland.
That's very, very exciting to me. How, in terms of timing, building a power station versus erecting a, getting a
wind turbine
working. How does that compare?
Building a wind farm, I would say from now. Minister last week announced that, in fact, the RFP has been issued for the next round of projects to be built. It's due for submission in August. And then after the submission date, that is for a capacity of 1,600 megawatts just from wind and 1,000 megawatts from solar. After the bid submission, then they take some time to announce the preferred bidders. And then once the preferred bidders are announced, they are given about 12 months to reach financial closure, where they tie up all the financial agreements. And then only after that, they start construction. But once they start construction, it takes them about 18 to 24 months to complete the project and bring it to commercial operation. So starting from now, I think it would see the first kilowatt hours from those projects around 2024.
It's really incredible, and certainly sounds like the way to go. In terms of cost, if you compare one with the other?
Wind is very competitive in terms of cost, because we look at cost also at rents per kilowatt hour. And the I will start with the coal projects, which are currently being finalized, which is Medupi and Kusile. The estimation there is around, they're coming in at about 130 per kilowatt hour. The last wind projects that are being finalized now, we're coming in at 65 cents per kilowatt hour. And so we are expecting that the next batch of projects to be built are going to be very competitive because, as you know, the bidding process is since they compete on cost. And so they offer value for money. And we're expecting that they're coming in at less than 60 cents per kilowatt hour, which is also very good for the economy because we need cheap power to build the economy.
Absolutely amazing. I find this interview so inspiring because all we want to know as South Africans is that we're looking at innovative technology, clean energy, and that there are projects on the go. So I really appreciate you chatting to us this morning, and Ntombi Futhi Ntuli, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Wind and Energy Association, talking to us about wind farming. What did you think?